Phoenix Books presents Larry McMurtry's Pulitzer Prize-winning novel, Lonesome Dove. This unabridged performance by Lee Horsley is copyright 2016 Phoenix Books. It has been digitally remastered from the 1992 Dove audio sound recording. Part 1, Chapter 1.
When Augustus came out on the porch, the blue pigs were eating the rattlesnake. Not a very big one. It had probably just been crawling around looking for shade when it ran into the pigs. They were having a fine tug-of-war with it, and its rattling days were over. The sow had it by the neck, and the shote had the tail. "Hey, you pigs, get," Augustus said, kicking the shote. "Head on down to the creek if you want to eat that snake." It was the porch he begrudged them, not the snake. Pigs on the porch just made things hotter, and things were already hot enough. He stepped down into the dusty yard and walked around to the spring house to get his jug. The sun was still high, sold in the sky like a mule, but Augustus had a keen eye for sun, and to his eye the long light from the west had taken on an encouraging slant. Evening took a long time getting to Lonesome Dove, but when it came it was a comfort. For most of the hours of the day, and most of the months of the year, the sun had the town trapped deep in dust, far out in the chaparral flats, a haven for snakes and horned toads and roadrunners and stinging lizards, but a hell for pigs and Tennesseans. There was not even a respectable shade tree within 20 or 30 miles. In fact, the actual location of the nearest decent shade was a matter of vigorous debate in the offices. If you wanted to call a roofless barn and a couple of patched-up corrals offices of the Hat Creek Cattle Company, half of which Augustus owned. His stubborn partner, Captain W.F. Call, maintained that there was...